Happy birthday, John.
Thank you. This is my birthday, but I have another birthday.
What's that?
It's 23 years, probably sometime this year. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't tell my story of alcoholism. I grew up, as you've heard, in my church family background, as nobody drinks alcohol. Nobody should drink alcohol. The evils of alcohol, WCTU, Women's Christian Temperance Sure. Union. So I never drank in high school, never drank out of high school, getting married, Fargo, North Dakota. I had a fascination thinking about it. Wouldn't dare go into a bar because people would see me. But when I got to Omaha, Nebraska, that town was so big, I then could go into a bar and nobody would know who I was. And I started drinking there. And then I thought I was just a drinker. I had never been around drinkers. I didn't know what they did, but I was having fun. And alcohol got to me. Nobody knows, as they say, the peace and comfort that comes from alcohol to somebody who really enjoys alcohol. There is a connection there. And so we're in Omaha, and I'm drinking. My first wife says, we really think you should go into rehab. I did, and it didn't take. And then along about that time, I'll never forget, I had a job at WLW in Cincinnati, Ohio, waiting for me. I said, we don't care. You say you have a drinking problem, or are you going to go to rehab? Why don't you just come down to work for us? I said, no, I need to go into rehab. I can't come to Cincinnati. So went to rehab, came out, moved to Tulsa, started drinking. And life was not good for Margaret, my family. It was not good. How I stayed out, could drink late at night and get up in the morning. But you see, if I missed work, that must mean I'm an alcoholic. If I didn't mow my lawn, that must mean I'm an alcoholic. The last thing in the world, I don't care how sick I was, I would never, ever miss a day of work. Well, I, of course, was playing games with myself. Picked up for DUI a couple of times in this town. My name, by the records, was John Fretty. Media would come and check the blotters. They had no idea that John Erling had been picked up for DUI. And so I hit a telephone pole over by St. Francis. I drive by that telephone pole a lot. I look at that pole and I say, well, I could have been killed. I could have killed other people in driving drunk in this town. And so all of that happened over a span of many, many, many years. And up until the time I'm about 50 years old, the hangovers began to hurt. And I realized as I drank Miller Lite, I was drinking poison. This stuff that I'm drinking is making me hurt. And by the time you're 50, you naturally develop hurt anyway. Why embellish on that by pouring this Miller Lite into your system? And the day became and said, I need to stop this. I need to stop it. And so I did. I have no idea of the date because I didn't want to know the date. I didn't want to know the buildup of, like I'd go to AA in this town and they'd say, you know, I'm 6 months sober. I'm that month. I didn't want that pressure. All I knew is that day I was not drinking alcohol. And that's all I needed to concentrate on. And tomorrow I can, if I want to. But to say I can't for the rest of my life would not work for me. So that's the way it worked for me. And so then I put days together, and now I sit here, 23 years, a sober man. I'm still an alcoholic. We're all alcoholics if we have this problem. You're either a recovering alcoholic or a practicing alcoholic. I'm still an alcoholic, and I need to remember that. And so I wanted to tell this story because I think family members who would listen, they know, well, John, there's a side to you that we know about. Are you going to tell it? I tell it so that people who listen, I guarantee you, somebody's going to listen to this and to Voices of Oklahoma, who have a drinking problem. They don't know if they have one or not, or maybe they are an alcoholic and need to get help. I quit for myself. Margaret said to me one day, "You quit for yourself and all the stuff you put me through in our family? I'm sorry. I quit because I couldn't stand hurting anymore." And so it is a very selfish disease in the first place, and it is a disease, and it's for a very selfish reason that you quit, because you cannot stand it. You can't do it for somebody else because your wife told you to. You have to get so sick and tired of doing this that you are the quitter, and so I did.
Well, you have 23 years to be proud of, and I'm pleased and honored to have talked to you on the 73rd year of your life.
Right? And so I got to say to you, Clayton, because you have a stellar reputation in this town at all, you have those who liked you and who didn't.
Sure.
The same thing I had. But you were known as the newscaster in this town and a great interviewer. So to have you interviewing me is a great honor, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you, John. And happy birthdays.
Thank you.